Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, it is prayer time. Thank God for Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, International Prayer of Faith Ministries, Women United for Christ in Prayer, Intercessory Prayer Warriors all over the world. We are grateful that God has allowed us this time. We're grateful that he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. This is a teaching ministry on prayer. Didn't his disciples say, Lord, teach us how to pray? Thank you, God. And they gave us the model prayer. So we'll continue to teach. We'll continue to pray. We'll continue to reach the people, reach the masses. He said, go ye into the world. So we're obeying the Great Commission. Go ye into the world. Thank God. Preach the gospel. Teach the gospel. Pray without ceasing, my sisters and my brothers. We are being obedient to the word of God. And we're celebrating International Women's Month. Yes, God used women. Yes, he did. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank God that he used women. We thank God for the men. We love you. We appreciate you. And we're standing by your side. We are walking with you, not behind you. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. We thank you, God, and we appreciate you. We thank God for Mary. Yes, we do. The Virgin Mary. God used the Virgin Mary. Thank you, God. Carried the Holy Ghost. Yes, she did. Glory be to God. Thank God for Joseph, standing by Mary's side. Thank you, Jesus. God used women in a mighty, mighty way. And the women were always there with him. Thank you. Thank you. Just want to say thank you this morning. Somebody ought to thank him. Somebody ought to praise him. And somebody ought to glorify him. That's the kind of God that we serve. He deserves all the praises, all the honor, and all the glory. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart.
Oh, Lord, my God, you know, when I had awesome wonder, consider the world thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy powerful eyes, the universe displays. Then sing my song, my sing to God. How great thou art.
Oh, I love you, Jesus.
How great thou art. Oh, then sing my song, my sing to God. Let me say one more thing. And when I say the darkness, sun, send him to die. Yeah, he can take it in. away all my sin. Every time I realize that sin thing,
how great thou art. Yes, how great thou art. And we serve a mighty God, mighty, mighty God. We want to praise him, glorify him, and magnify him.
Just Lord,
lead me on, let me stand. I am walking through the dark, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, but your Lord, lead me on.
When my way
grows dim, I shall linger. When my eyes are closed,
precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Yes, he's waiting for you. Yes, he is. Cry out to your almighty living God. Precious Lord, take my hand. And sometimes we feel like going home. We got everlasting life, eternal life, and Jesus Christ. That's why we could be excited today, no matter what we're going through. Thank you, God. Praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Thank you, God.
It's been a long, long time.
I'm blessed that I'm going back to my hometown. Going down to Greyhound Station. Gonna buy me one way pass. I never love you really. And the creek is gonna rise by tomorrow. I'm gonna be there. Let me hit the sand now.
Don't it make you wanna roll?
It makes me wanna.
Don't it make you wanna roll?
I'm gonna take some wings and fly across
all of God's children. Do it.
Oh,
I
know.
Don't it make you wanna roll?
There's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping at the time. There's a driving shoe when I met you, girl, and I saw those shoes too wild. There's a driving down by the river where my grandma's house used to graze. Oh, the grass don't grow, and the river don't flow, like it did in the town. Today, gotta have a world
that's
eternal life in Jesus Christ. And we thank God for Jesus. Yes, we thank God for Jesus. We're praising him and worshiping him and glorifying him, the almighty living God. The old rugged cross. Thank God for the old rugged cross.
And I love that old cross, for the day to stand back for a world lost, and a world plain. So I'll get to know what it is for. My throne, I will take your rugged cross for my life, and it's a dark for a bride. And then over the cross, stained with blood, a wondrous and beautiful I see. It was on
the cross where Jesus suffered and died,
departed. And take it by me. And if I make you love it so, so I'll tell you all my trophy I lay down.
Thank you, Jesus. He did not come down for that cross. Thank you, God. Sending your only begotten Son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. Thank God for the old rugged cross. And I want you to know this morning, no cross, no crown. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all this world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Let's go to the Word of God. The Word of God is what's going to keep you and save you. The Word of God leads you and directs you. The Word of God gives us that wisdom that we need, divine wisdom, divine intelligence. Thank you, God. Psalm 91. Our song of protection, and always read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. Thank you, God. Put away that bag of potato chips. Put away that cookie. Read Psalm 91. No calories. Thank you, God. Yes, Elder Annette. No calories. Thank you, Jesus, Sister Esther. No calories. Thank you, God. No calories. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from Leeson's pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see reward of the wicked. For thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Thank you, Jesus. Under your feet. Keep Satan under your feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing, my dear ones. It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise unto his name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. Every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the psalmistry, and upon the harp, with a solemn sound. Thank you, God. For thou, Lord, have made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and our thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. A fool cannot understand spiritual things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. This is Psalm 92, verse 6. A brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. My God, my God, my God. A fool cannot understand this. Getting up early in the morning praising God. Getting up early in the morning praying. Getting up early in the morning meditating on the word of God. A fool cannot understand this. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. That's the word of God. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Yes, your enemies shall be scattered. Thank you, God. But my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Thank you, God. Anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on my enemies, and my ears shall hear my desires of the wicked that rise up against me. The battle is not yours, Mercedes. It's the Lord's. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Janet, the battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. Thank you, God. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, Burdetta. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Wow. That's a nugget right there. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Watch out, Mother Green. Watch out, Deaconess Phyllis Blue. Watch out, Deacon Briscoe. Watch out, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Don't let nobody tell you you're too old. The word of God in Psalm 92 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flying. My God, my God, my God. What a mighty God we serve. That's Psalm 92, verse 14. In old age. That's what the word of God is saying. In old age, they shall bring forth fruit and be fat and flourish. You're not old and dried up. No, my God, my God, my God. Not God's people. Not God's man, not God's woman. And verse 9, in Psalm 92, verse 14, it said, they shall bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. Yes, he is. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Look at God, my sisters and my brothers. I told you it's the word of God that's going to keep you, the word of God that's going to guide you and lead you. Stop saying you're too old. You're never too old for God to use you. And my God, as you get older, you should get wiser. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength. wherewith he had girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thank you, Jesus. The throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. There's that word old again. The floods have lifted up. O Lord, the floods have lifted up thy voice. The floods lift up thy waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Thank you, Jesus. Yea, then the mighty waves of the sea. The testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. In God good, holiness becomes thine house. Thank you, Jesus, O Lord, forever. Holiness becomes thine house. Thank you, God. Those that are in your home, worship God. Praise God. Holiness becomes thy house. Once your house become holy, now it's a home. In verse 1 of Psalm 110, it says, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Let God do it. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Watch this. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the place with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He said it will be wars and rumors of wars. Think it not strange, Russia and Ukraine. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore, he lift up the head. Uh-huh. Thank you, God. I love the word of God. I don't know about you. I always say, talk to me, Jesus. Talk to me, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great. Sort out all of them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth what? Forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Yes, he is. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful for his covenant. He has showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. Uh-huh. Watch out. Uh-huh. He will transfer the riches. Uh-huh. He will transfer those riches to the righteous. Thank you, God. Transfer those riches from the wicked to the righteous. Yes, he will. The works of his hands are verily and judgment. All his commandments are sure. Do you know the 10th commandment? Do you know the 10th commandment? You need to. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and righteousness. He sent redemption unto his people. He have commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverence is his name. Thank you, God. Holy and reverence is his name. Reverence God, not man. And reverence is his name. The perfect God that we serve, not man. Holy and reverence is his name. Watch out. In Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I want you to hear that this morning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of all they that do his commandments. His praise endure forever. This is the word of God for the people of God, and his word is already blessed. I pray it will bless the doers and hearers of his word. The fear of the Lord, my dear ones, is the beginning of wisdom. You want wisdom? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, our almighty God. Do you serve him? Do you worship him? Do you adore him? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. The 10th commandment, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Read those 10th commandments. Teach them to your children. I guess somebody need to teach it to themselves. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. It's never too late. My dear ones, this is the word of God for the people of God. Already blessed. Thank you, God. His word is already blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Do you fear him this morning? Do you love him this morning? Let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. I'm bragging on Jesus. Somebody's probably saying, why does she keep saying that? I'm bragging on Jesus because God will give you a double portion blessing. And I thank God. I magnify God. I give him the praise, the honor, and the glory for the great things he's doing in my life and the great things he's doing in your life. Somebody need to know this morning how to affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. We're in the Lenten season, and we're going to go and hear the seven last words or the seven last things on the cross. And we thank God for the seven last words on the cross. It's not a contest. Thank you, God. It's not a contest, my dear ones. We're not there to see who could preach the best. That's not what it's all about. Thank you, God. Bless those that will be preaching and teaching the seven last sayings or the seven last words on the cross or the seven stations. Bless those that God will grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Thank you, God. I want to say to you this morning how to affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. And he said in that word, it is finished. Something often transpires in the way of a miracle when you affirm the finished works of Jesus Christ. Or that the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in some situation or condition. When I have more to do than it seems I can, often it gets done in half the time as I affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. Ideas flow. Help us appear volunteering their service. Events occur unexpectedly. The job gets done in the name of Jesus. Results of Jesus Christ now manifest. as I clean my home. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. As young people study for a test, if you want to pass that test, you need to study. Now, I know some of us are gifted. Some of us got good memories. But some of us need help from our almighty living God. A little bit more help. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest. When I cook my meals, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my healing. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in the courtroom. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest on my job. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest on this paperwork. It is finished. Often you will pray and things will begin to unfold, which points the way to answered prayer, but never quite materialize, and you wonder why. My dear ones, prayer warriors, men and women of God, this is the time to affirm the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. Did you hear me this morning? The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned is a time for divine completion. Thank you, God. I want you to repeat that after me this morning. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. You need to write it down. Let's say it again. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good concerned. This is a time of divine completion. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And my sisters and my brothers, we always seal our prayers in Jesus' name. Let's do that again. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for all the good concerned. This is a time of divine completion. Somebody need to complete something this morning. Pray that prayer. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest situation. Whatever it is, you can put this word there. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my finances. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my body. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my healing. The finished results on my job have manifest. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my marriage. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my son. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my daughter's life. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my mother. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my father. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my life. Finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. For the good of all concerned. We're not wishing no evil upon anybody, men and women of God. Thank you, Jesus. This is a time of divine completion. Thank you, God. You ever seen someone never complete anything? They always start something, but they never complete it. You need to pray that prayer for them, too. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in that person's life, wherever it is, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, your sister, your brother. Always going here and going there and going here and going there and never finish anything. Jumping from church to church to church to church. My God, the finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in my prayers. For the good of all concerned is a time of divine completion. Often prayers are almost answered that never quite got answered. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's prayers are being answered. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Never too early. Never too late. Your prayers are being answered. Yes, they are. Thank you, Jesus. The finished work of Jesus Christ now manifests in this situation. Glory be to God. For the good of all concerned, a time of divine completion. Thank you, God. Somebody's prayers are being answered. Somebody's child is being healed. Somebody's being delivered. Somebody's being set free. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Somebody has accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior behind the prison walls. Thank you, God. God is taking someone's son, someone's daughter off the streets. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The finished results of Jesus Christ now manifest in this situation for the good of all concerned. This is a time of divine completion. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's being blessed today. Somebody's being healed. Somebody's being delivered. Somebody's being set free from alcoholism, drug addiction, prostitution. Somebody's being set free. Thank you, God, for deliverance. Somebody's being delivered from evil, the hands of the rapist. Thank you, God. Somebody's being delivered. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Often prayers are almost answered that never quite got answered, simply because no one spoke the word of completion. My God, my God, my God. Don't miss your good by praying a situation almost all the way through and then become discouraged when it doesn't quite materialize. My dear one, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. It is simply, you are simply waiting for you. God is waiting for you to seal it. It is simply for you. Thank you, God, to seal it. The finished works of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Seal it. The finished works of Jesus Christ. And when we pray, we always pray in the name of Jesus. I told you the federal government, Social Security Administration, wanted me to come to a women's conference and do a prayer. She said, I would like for you to come and do a prayer for us, Dr. Stewart. But you can't say in the name of Jesus. I always pray and seal my prayers in the name of Jesus. I said to the young lady, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to attempt to try to not pray and say in the name of Jesus. Because it is in his name. There's power in his name. And I want the federal government to know that. Thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They couldn't pay me enough not to pray in Jesus' name. There's something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, God. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's miracle-working power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for sending your only begotten son, suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. There's something about that name, Jesus, is the miracle prayer that can quickly wrap up situations that have lingered on the brink of results. Somebody need to cry out. Somebody need to call upon the name of Jesus. Somebody. Often the decree of completion is all that has stood between you and answered prayer. I decree and declare the work of the Almighty Living God is now completed on your life. Let's begin with ourselves. I decree and declare the work of the Almighty Living God is completed in that situation. I decree and declare the work of the Almighty Living God is completed in that case that you got to go to court for. I decree and declare the finished work of the Almighty Living God had completed that transaction for that home in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the finished works of Jesus Christ is completed in that situation. Along with the innate Christ mind, consciousness, or Christ nature within you, there's also the resurrected universal Christ presence that is available to us. My dear ones, after the disciples of Jesus Christ saw this resurrected Christ, Jesus, presence in their midst, these previously downtrodden, defeated, helpless men were transformed into the fearless, inspired apostles who then uplifted and converted thousands of people to the Christ message in a way that no one has ever been able to equal since. Because of their sudden transformation, this previously confused, scourged, an insignificant group converted 3,000 people at their first public meeting. My God, my God, my God. And I believe that this can happen in this day and in this time. Because the word of God in the book of John tells us we shall do greater things. Greater things. Now, if they converted 3,000 at their first public meeting, the word of God says we shall do greater things. They also caused Christianity to spread quickly throughout the ancient world and to continue to spread for 20 centuries. And we should be doing that now. That should be happening now in this day and time. The same resurrected Christ presence that was seen by Jesus' followers after his crucifixion and which transformed them and their followers so thoroughly is still in this planet, still on this world, still in this world, and longs to help you transform your problems into solutions in this modern day. Lo, I am with you always, was the promise in Matthew 28:20. Many have been radiant, resurrected Christ's presence in their midst in modern times, as it lovingly ministered to them. Jesus Christ is still Lord of this world. Like the Christ within the universe of Christ does not press on upon you, but awaits your attention and recognition. The Christ presence is polite. It longs to be invited into your life to help you and quickly respond when it is. After the time of Jesus, his followers often invited his resurrected presence into their midst by calling, "Come, Jesus Christ, come, Jesus Christ, come, Jesus Christ, into my life. Welcome him into your home." He's polite. Invite him in. He's not going to force himself on you. You got free will. Yes, you have free will. They knew that spiritual man had been given power of choice and dominion over his world, so that it was up to him to invite the Christ presence into their midst if he wished the benefits of his spiritual power. You want that spiritual power? Invite the presence of the Almighty Living God into your life, into your home, on your job. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Welcome him into your situations. Thank you, God. God is good. God is there. He's waiting for you to cry out to him. Thank you, God. Inviting the living presence of Jesus Christ into your mind, body, or affairs brings on the power of the Almighty Living God. Your invitation also invites its quiet, peaceful, miracle power. There's power in the name of Jesus. Whoever you are, wherever you are, Jesus in his spiritual consciousness is waiting for your mental recognition. Whatever your objective is, and I pray that it is the will of God. The word of God says he'll give you desires of your heart. He will show you how to attain it if you will only invite his help and presence into your life. The early Christians proved this. As you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, you discover that the book is not so much a record of the acts of some of the apostles as it is recorded of the record of the acts of the Holy Spirit through the apostles. Let the Holy Spirit work in you. Historians have described the acts as the gospel of the resurrected Christ, acting through the apostles. It is very interesting that the physician Luke wrote both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. His first book, Luke's Gospel, related the results of Jesus Christ's spiritual power while on earth. His second book, Acts, related the resurrected Christ's spiritual power in this Christ presence poured out through the world, through the early apostles. It is any wonder that these early apostles seemed filled with the indescribable, electrifying, intoxicating power which quickly ran the gamut of the entire ancient world. Be intoxicated in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You want to be intoxicated? My God, my God, my God. Be intoxicated with the Holy Spirit, my dear one. Isn't it exciting to realize that the same indescribable, electrifying, intoxicating power is available to you and to me today? that it only awaits our mental recognition in order to pour forth through us as healing power, harmonizing power in this world today. I am intoxicated in Jesus Christ. Get intoxicated with the word of God. Get intoxicated with the prayer of God. Yes, I'm intoxicated in Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. You don't need alcohol. You don't need another drug. Thank you, God. Get intoxicated. Intoxicate your people right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you're now intoxicated with the power of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, Jesus. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon the land. He said in the latter days he'll pour his spirit upon all flesh, intoxicated in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Intoxicate us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we'll go forth and make a difference in the lives of others. Yes, this is your intoxicated chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Thank you, God. This is your intoxicated woman of God. Intoxicate the women of God in this world today. Thank you, God. Yes, you are intoxicated. Thank you, God, for the power of the Almighty Living God. I found the answer. I learned to pray. Tune in again on Tuesday. You intoxicated women, you intoxicated men of God, thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit intoxicating us with the power of the living God. You won't thirst again for another water. You won't thirst alcohol. You won't thirst again for a diet soda. You're intoxicated with the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Go forth and make a difference, you intoxicated men and women of God. Meditate and pray on Monday. On Tuesday, tune in again, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and remain intoxicated in the Holy Spirit. God bless you real good.